In New York City, officials have been clashing with protesters over where to hold their protests. The Republican National Convention is less than 2 months away. A few permits were just issued to opposition groups today. But the largest protest group is still fighting for a demonstration in Central Park. And the mayor, the police, and protesters all have different stories about the negotiations, or the lack of them. NPR's Margot Adler reports.
When the Republican National Convention comes to town at the end of August, the delegates and New York City residents will find security high. Many streets near Madison Square Garden will be closed during convention sessions. There will be checkpoints and restricted areas. Cars on some streets near the convention will be screened for explosives. Bomb-sniffing dogs and police officers with chemical detection devices will board subways and commuter trains near the convention site. Despite these measures, Mayor Michael Bloomberg says the convention will be unobtrusive, barely noticed by most New Yorkers.
If you don't live or work in the Garment District, you won't even know that there's a convention in town.
And it will be a total plus, he says, bringing $250 million to the city, thousands of jobs, and great PR. But what about those convention protests? United for Peace and Justice, the largest protest group, says it expects 250,000 people for its demonstration on the Sunday before the convention opens. They want to march by Madison Square Garden and rally on Central Park's Great Lawn. But the Parks Department nixed the park. They said the Great Lawn, now renovated with grass that's luxurious and pristine, can only hold 80,000 people. So the protesters have proposed an alternate park site, three-quarters of a mile north. Bill Dobbs, media coordinator for United for Peace and Justice, says they would accept this as a compromise.
We've got to have the park because the park is so much better than stretching people out for miles on hot pavement.
Several times in recent days, the mayor and the police commissioner have implied that United for Peace and Justice has not yet applied for a permit and has refused to negotiate. Here is Mayor Bloomberg during his weekly radio appearance on WABC last Friday. Police Commissioner Ray Kelly is followed by Mayor Bloomberg. The questioner is radio host John Gambling. The question to Kelly, have permits been granted?
We're about to. In the short term here, we'll be giving out some permits, but we still need to engage in discussions with many of the groups. Again, it has to do
with
the
specifics. And they're not making themselves available? Or?
Well, some are not. Yes, that's true. We're trying to get them to the to the table here, and they're so far have not.
They want the event of us turning them down. If you don't ask, you can say that we didn't give it to you, and then you get some press. And, it's a game. Nobody pays attention to this.
We've had permit applications in for a year and are stunned to discover the mayor conducting a misinformation campaign about that.
Bill Dobbs of United for Peace and Justice faxed me a copy of their permit applications to the police and the Parks Department dated June of last year. He has a different view of the controversy.
Bloomberg, a Republican, has given $5 million of his own money to the RNC. He's rolled out the red carpet as the mayor for the convention, given them free subway cards. And unfortunately, he has given pretty much a runaround to the many groups that are planning to protest.
Police and protest organizers did meet Monday. The sticking point is still the rally site. The police say protesters can march by Madison Square Garden, but they want the rally on the West Side Highway. United for Peace and Justice still wants the park. And there are seven or eight protest groups planning other demonstrations during the convention in Midtown, in other city parks, walking across the Brooklyn Bridge. They need permits, too. If reasonable agreements aren't reached, the impact of the convention and the protests on daily life here could be anything but unobtrusive. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.